full of nightmares.
Love Talk Radio.
And we got our wife back. Hey, what's up, Melinda?
Okay. Welcome to the Merlot Show. I am Melinda.
And I am Marcella.
And I'm coming to tell you live from Cross Plains, Tennessee, and there's a little bit of snow on the ground here.
And I'm coming to you from Lewisburg, Tennessee, and there's just a bunch of rain here, but they say it's going to be snow later, so who knows? Weathermen are never right anyway.
I'd hate to be a weatherman. People would be mad at you all the time, except when sunshine, and then they'd like you.
Well, I'd like to be a weatherman because nobody ever pays you much attention because you're never right. And you probably get paid for it.
They were talking on the news the other night about this is actually skunk mating season. They were having problems even in, you know, like different subdivisions with skunk families going under houses and stirring up a stink.
I know lots of families that go in houses and stir up a stink. Yeah, we've got a couple out here in the yard that's coming out and just tearing the yard all to pieces at nighttime. My husband went and got a spotlight. He's been trying to catch them, and I mean, you know, he's going to get rid of them in his own little way, pow pow, but he ain't never spotted them yet, but they're still tearing the yard all to pieces.
Aside from, you know, the smell, mm-hmm. Yeah, they'll carry rabies too, but they actually, from what they said on the news the other night, they only carry a certain amount of stink.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They only carry enough of that chemical to produce, mm-hmm. like, I think, 5 or 6 uses, and then it takes like 10 days for them to produce another supply of it.
It'd be all right if you catch one when they run out. I mean, they probably real stingy with, I can't throw my stink out there tonight because I got to save this up in case I need it.
Actually, they are reluctant to spray because they want to make sure that they hit their target. They'll wait to the last minute before they actually do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, before you put everybody to sleep about talking about skunks,
yeah.
Tell everybody what we're going to talk about tonight. We're talking about sleep tonight. It's one of my husband's favorite subjects. Actually, mm-hmm. if you could have went to school for sleep, he would have his master's by now.
Well, they do actually have sleep studies that you can go to.
Yeah, our mom went to one.
My husband went to one.
Oh, did he? I was trying to know you.
Yeah, he graduated.
I'm sure mine would graduate with honors. I asked him today, I said, what do you know about sleep? He says, oh, now you're talking. I know everything you need to know about sleep. And I said, well, okay, what do you know? He said, first off, you need to have lots of sleep. And my husband, if y'all knew him, he gets lots of sleep. My husband takes a nap after almost every meal, and then he has to take a nap before he can go to bed at night. And he has to be in bed by 9 o'clock, and he gets up early so he can get another nap before getting his day started.
You know, it's like babies, they sleep a lot. It's like,
well, don't tell him that. He'll be wanting me to treat him like a baby.
Well, it's a cycle, because when babies are born, you know, they got to have all the sleep. And then as mm-hmm. you get older and you become an adult and you have your own kids, you don't get sleep. Because
yeah,
you're taking
it's like
care
payback.
Of them and everybody else. And then as you get old, your kids are grown, and then all of a sudden you got to have sleep again. I guess it's catch-up sleep or something. I don't know. But old people sleep a lot.
Yeah, I think so. But they say they don't. But it's weird, and I know our mom's listening. I go in over there, and she's asleep every time I go in. She never knows I'm there. She's just, like, sitting anywhere. Even at the desk, when she was on the computer on the desk. I could go in and she'd be asleep in the chair. It seems like everybody gets to sleep but me. I'm in one of those modes where I don't hardly sleep.
Okay, what is the deal? What's the deal with, somebody has an affair and they say, oh, she was sleeping with another man.
Yeah, I've wondered about that. How do you get, well, I didn't sleep with them. Well, I know, but did you do the nasty with them? I don't care if you slept with them or not, but did you get any? How do they get? Because most of the time.
Yeah. Where'd I call
most of the time, when you have sex, sleep is nowhere in the picture. Except I'll take that back. As soon as we're done, my husband's on. So maybe that's where they get it. That doesn't mean I'm asleep, so we're still not sleeping together. So I don't get where they get that. So did you sleep with them? Yeah, but we didn't have sex. I was going to ask you, just how many people have you slept with, Melinda?
I've slept with a lot of people. I don't have enough fingers to count people I've slept with. Now, as far as having sex with, that's a totally different number.
Are you sure?
Hey, our husbands have slept together.
We called
our husbands sleeping together.
I had a love seat that had dual recliners in it. We were outside. We came in, and they was both. It was the weirdest thing. One would go, and the other would go. They were sound asleep. We took pictures of them in the recliners, and they didn't know each other good, but they were sleeping together. They were watching a ball game. Sure did. They slept together. Oh, before we get any further, a friend of ours just posted on Facebook that she had poison ivy on her face and her ear, and she's a lot of pain. She's going to the emergency room, and I hope she's doing good. Patty, hope you did well. But she said she thought poison ivy slept this time of year, and that's one thing because we burnt wood growing up. Poison oak and poison ivy never sleep. Our daddy coon hunted, and mama would catch the poison oak off of laying on daddy's arm. I mean, you know, it's just very contagious to some people. And carrying wood in, oh, my goodness, the boys and mama.
But there are plants that go dormant in the winter, and they basically go to sleep, and, you know, like trees do. They, you know, shed all their leaves, and they kind of, you know, lose their sapping. Goes down in the ground, and they take them a little winter's nap. I would kind of like to do that in the wintertime because it is just so blah.
Well, to be honest, I basically do that. In the wintertime, I'm not very active, and I kind of just sort of go blah.
I'd like to hibernate like a bear.
Yeah. A lot of people, though, don't get out as much as they would if it was in the spring or summertime or fall. But wintertime, it's like, I'm hibernating. I ain't getting out of this house unless I have to. I actually had to get out today, and my husband had to take me because I didn't want to get out in my cold vehicle and then turned around. I had to get in it. But it's up to me. I stay in.
We were talking about hibernating and, you know, and that sort of thing, but can you actually, you know, they're talking about catch-up sleep. Can get caught up on your sleep?
Well, I read where you never catch up. Well, I don't know. I think so because sometimes you just got to have extra sleep.
I try working on that sometimes, doing catch-up sleep.
Well, I get those power naps. You know, those little power naps? I got one after supper. And I think it comes with age. I used to never do this, but sitting straight up watching TV and boing, I was out. I'm only out for just a little while, and then I wake up and I'm fine. But I only get by on like 4 or 5 hours sleep a night, so a little power naps come in handy. I really
believe. Do you sleep on your stomach or your side or your back?
I have a very unique position. It's not completely on my side, but it's kind of halfway tilted towards the stomach with my my leg bent forward. One leg's got to be completely straight, the other one bent, and I'm kind of curled up, but I'm still straight. I know it's weird, but that's my favorite position to sleep in. Until I make my nest, I can't sleep, and that's my nest.
I know they used to say that women should sleep on their backs so that they don't wrinkle their face up. So they don't wrinkle their face
really?
Up.
Oh, really? Oh, that explains so much.
That's why my wrinkles are from sleeping.
That's it. I would never have a wrinkle in my face if it wasn't for the way I've always slept. My goodness.
All that beauty sleep was just wasted if you're not sleeping on your back. I think they just told women that for other reasons.
What it is. Come on, enlighten us.
Look for your posture.
Oh. You ever watch The Golden Girls?
Oh, I used to love to watch The Golden Girls, yeah.
I remember one thing I learned from Blanche, you know, the little slut on that show. You never get over a man, like get on top, because everything falls forward. Always make sure you're on your back.
I remember that episode.
Goes backwards and all the wrinkles fall out.
She made all those old women say, "See, look," and they took mirrors.
I know, they stood over a mirror. Yeah, and I did. Did you do it after the show? I did.
I think everybody ever watched that show would take a mirror and you lean your face forward and look. That's what you look like if you're on top.
Yeah, and if you lean your face backwards, if you lean backwards, then it's like, oh, yeah, that's much better. Yeah, I can always be on the bottom.
But see, let me give you a little pointer there, okay? Because if you're on top, you just don't lean forward. You just
stay straight up.
But you're on top, okay? That's a good thing.
Okay, there you go.
If you do want to be on top.
This is from our expert in-house, y'all. A little helpful hint from Melinda, our sex expert.
Remember that old lady that used to get, what was her name? She was on Jay Leno, I believe, or one of them nights.
Oh, the little old woman?
Yes.
She was a fruitcake lady. Yeah.
Was it the fruitcake lady that gave
I think that's what they called
advice?
It. Yeah, yeah. She was crazy, boy. I loved her. She was so funny. So, whenever you're sleeping, do you always dream?
Almost every night. And probably every night.
How are you getting any rest?
I am wore out mostly if I have a dream where I'm running or jumping out of airplanes or, you know, fighting somebody or,
I bet you wake up to hear your heart ticking like crazy. That's what wakes you up.
Because I have an artificial heart valve in it. If I get excited, if I'm running or doing exercise, it will beat loud and fast. And so naturally, if I have a dream that excites me, it will pound and make this really loud noise. And so one night I was having a dream that was kind of like a nightmare. And then I went from that where I was bouncing a basketball and playing I play basketball a lot in my dreams. And so I was pounding the basketball. I just kept on just dribbling the ball. And then I actually woke up and I kept hearing that ball bouncing. And I was like, I'm awake. What the heck? It was actually my heart beating.
Her valve, y'all, you can actually hear it if it's really beating hard. If you're, you know, just standing beside her, you can hear it. So she's not putting on. You really can't hear it.
No, that's true.
But I imagine it does wake you up.
It did. Oh, and one other dream I had where it woke me up was this, I had been watching the ID channel, which I love to watch, but
channel.
one of the characters on there was after me, and I was like hiding in a trunk, and where I had been running from him, my heart was beating really loud, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to hear me. And I was like trying to get it to calm down, and I could hear it beating really loud, and he was getting closer, and then I started hearing his footsteps. Instead of my heart, I was just hearing his footsteps getting closer, closer, and he was walking faster and faster toward me. And when I woke up again, I was awake, yeah. But I heard him still walking really fast toward me, and it was my heart again.
That daggone heart woke you up.
Freaking you out, man.
What would bug me is if I was your husband laying beside you, like, wake up. Go back to sleep. Wake up and go back to sleep. Your heart's waking me up.
Oh, he doesn't hear it over the snoring.
Oh, okay.
His snoring, not mine.
Do you snore, though?
Mm-mm. No, I stayed up all night one night just to make sure. Yeah.
That's a good one. I have to remember that one.
Mm-hmm. Do you snore?
No, I ain't never heard me.
Mm-mm. Women don't
I breathe
snore.
Heavy, though, I think. I think mine's
breathe
more
heavy.
Like...
Yeah, that's a new one.
I think mine's... Well, actually, the kids have told me that they can hear my husband Preston snoring. And I said, do y'all hear me snore? No, you got a sound all your own. I said, okay, what is it? You're gasping. It's kind of like you're dying or something. Oh, okay.
Oh, no. and don't you hate it when you've gone to sleep and it's time to get up? You've got to get up, and it's like, I just want to sleep.
Oh,
have you ever
yeah.
had one of those nights?
Yeah.
Like, how can that be? I just woke up. I mean, I just went to sleep. There's no way it's time to get up. You know,
or
do what you
got to get up extra early that morning. You go to bed fairly early trying to, you know,
mm-hmm.
get you a little extra sleep. And you're laying there and go, I still can't go to sleep. If I go to sleep now, I'll start counting up on my fingers. Yeah, I can get at least 6 hours. That'll do it. Another hour goes by
that.
And I'm sitting there.
I will
and
look
I'm going,
at the clock.
Oh, man, I only got 5 more hours. Come on, Marcella, you got to go to sleep. And gets down to the last hour, and you finally doze off, and the alarm goes off. I just
mm-hmm.
dozed off for a minute.
Every
it cannot day. Go off. It's only been 5 minutes. I hate those kinds of nights. I found out, though, if it starts out that way, best thing is just to get up, walk around a bit, and forget about it, and then go lay back down, and you can go to sleep. Or turn the TV on and watch that ID channel that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm. That puts me to sleep, too, but I still dream about it sometimes. But I'll dream
Thank
about
God
anything.
I know.
I mean, I've went to sleep watching Andy Griffin, and I'll dream about Barney. I mean, I wake up dying. I've actually woke up dying last night. I go, I mean, I'll be doing that. It's weird. I know, it's weird.
I slept in the same room as you, and I can laugh at you now, but there was times I didn't like sleeping around you, because if she woke up from a nightmare...
Oh, yeah, I wake up screaming, too.
Our beds were, like, you know, right perpendicular or whatever. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
right where we saw each other when we woke up, and...
Mm-hmm.
I looked over, and Mama had told us to get up. I said, Melinda, you awake? And you woke up, looked at me, and I had just reached out my hand towards you.
Yeah.
And you started screaming. I said, Melinda, it's my Marcella. And I was reaching for you more, and the more I did that, the more you screamed. And finally, I turned back. And when you calmed down, you go, I just dreamed you were stabbing me and you were reaching out to me.
Oh, I remember. See, I remember, that's the other thing. I remember dreams that I had when I was a kid. I remember that dream you're talking about. I dreamed you didn't just stab me in the back. You took the knife and you turned it. Then when you pulled it out of my
mm-hmm.
back, you took that wound and you twisted it in my back.
Wow.
And I, oh God, it hurt. It hurt so bad. What's dabbing me in the back?
All those years we were together at home, you should have paid more attention to your dreams. You should have been more scared of me instead of always trying my patience.
I'd go nuts if I really paid attention to every one of my dreams. Some of them, you know, it does make you stop and think. But back to
I think normal people,
sleeping,
though, don't dream as much as you.
Oh, I'm sure. I hope not everybody dreams as much as I do. It would be. I wouldn't really.
I don't see how you get
anybody.
Any rest. Like when you take a nap in the afternoons or something.
Yes, I dream then too.
You dream then too? Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Oh my goodness. You never get any rest.
No, and I wonder if dogs dream. You know.
I think
we're talking
so.
About sleeping, and. Whenever I've seen my dog, I think he does because I've seen his legs moving like he's running in a field. I mean, he'll be laying down and legs be just moving, and I'll be like, oh, I wonder what he's chasing. I bet he's got him a rabbit.
This is smart.
I hate waking
my
up.
My dog, I remember, I have seen him when he, you know, when I had him, he would be out there taking him a snooze in the sun. It always made his bones feel good. And I would watch him, and all of a sudden he'd start whining. And I thought maybe he was hurt. And so I'd get up, fixing to go to him, and then he'd just sort of jump up like, all right, what was it? And, I mean, he was having a bad dream. I know what it was. But at the time I thought, well, you know, he's having a pain. But evidently not. He jumped up faster than he usually could get up.
Oh, well, I know they have bad dreams, too, because I've seen Barry, our dog, go, he'll be going, like something, like he's
that's what
whining,
was
or like something's after him or something in his sleep. But nothing's hurting him, so I know he's fine there. Once he wakes up, he's okay. But I tell you what, you sure don't want to sleep with that dog. When we used to camp, he'd jump in the bed with us, and he would just straighten his legs out and just be like stiff and would not move. And, you know, he's a pretty good sized dog. He weighs close to 50 pounds now. He weighs, I think, 47 pounds. He's a pretty good sized dog. He don't look it, but he is. And he just stretches out, like, I mean, wide out, and you can't move him. He's stiff, like he's, if you move, because I move a lot in the bed. And, he won't
I was
move.
Gonna say, do you move a lot in your bed?
Yeah, no, he didn't sleep
people,
with us at the house.
Well, a lot of people though, when they go to bed and they lay down, that's where they go to sleep. That same position, they wake up the same way. That's why their hair never
still.
Gets messed up.
Their hair never gets messed up. Oh.
I've thought about that. I wish that I would do that because when I get up in the mornings, I look like. Two rats got in there and just had a party. I mean, my hair is just a mess.
Again, so much for the beauty sleep, huh? I mean, what's the deal? When I wake up, I ain't pretty.
Why do they even call it beauty sleep? Because we already found out why we're getting our wrinkles because we're not laying on our back. And we don't stay in one position to keep our hair from getting messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen
we're doing it all wrong.
Evidently, because there's some ladies that used to go to bed with nets on their hair to keep it from getting messed up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, while they slept. And then the other thing is, I don't know. I don't see any help from getting the sleep. Beauty sleep is supposed to help you. Oh, we got a caller.
I think that's our little sister, ain't it?
I do believe.
Let's see
Hello,
what
Liza Jane.
How many people have you slept with, Liza Jane?
Well, I was going to tell you, you know, I sleep with my dog. And let me tell you something. My dog can out-snore the TV. My dog tells me when he goes to bed at night, cut down the TV where you won't wake him up. Well, that dog of mine, he will just keep on just snoring so freaking loud, I had to cut the TV back up.
I thought you had a cat, not a dog.
No, my dog. My husband's the dog.
Oh, okay.
Can't you hear him now? Can't you hear the dog now? The dog's
That's
just making all kind of racket back there now.
That's bad.
I tell you what else that dog does. I see. I mean, he can mess with your sleep.
Hey,
he can mess
with your
sleep.
Does your dog bite?
Now my dog lets gas out at night.
Oh, God.
That dog is just awful.
He's just
really bad.
I'd take that dog to the pound.
Haven't put down. That's all I got to tell you.
Yeah, just haven't put down.
You know how people just get so restless. You know what time it is, what time they go to the bathroom. It interrupts your sleep. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know. So I understand why people get older. They have separate bedrooms because they can sleep better. I always wonder that. I've always heard that when they get older, people get separate bedrooms. Now I understand. That way they can sleep.
Are y'all going to get separate bedrooms?
I don't know. I'm still debating it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, you let us know what happens there.
Well,
yeah.
If I get more sleep, that's all that matters. You know. Everybody's got to have their sleep, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's what my husband says.
Y'all have a good night.
All right.
Good night.
You
get some sleep there.
That was baby sister Liza Jane.
Mm-hmm. Calling her husband a dog. Dog
She's always it. Called him a dog.
Yeah.
Oh, my husband brought up another interesting point, and this is true because you know this from having migraines. Another thing that sleep's good for is for helping to heal the body, I believe.
Oh, it does.
And
I
believe he's
right. It's sleep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he says no matter how bad you feel, if you can just get a little bit of sleep in, your body helps. It gives the body time to heal itself.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. I like sleep. I mean, I really do. I have nothing against it at all.
Well, my husband really does, but I don't think I do. I don't like sleep.
You don't like sleep?
I'll fight it.
I do. I would like to sleep without dreams. That would be good.
I think I fight sleep too much.
Oh, I don't.
Because I'm late going to sleep and early getting up, and so a lot of times I don't get but a few hours sleep, and that does me for a while. But I've already figured out if I can get 5 hours to 6 hours sleep, I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm ready to go.
That's not bad. That's not too bad. What would be ideal is to have 7 to 8, but 5 or 6.
Well, I'd like to have it like spread it out. Maybe take
mm-hmm.
5 and then maybe get another hour later on. Kind of like my husband does. He spreads his little naps out.
We only have 90 seconds left for tonight before we put everybody
oh, really?
Else to sleep. Yeah. Are we going to sing
okay.
my lullaby tonight? No.
Sure, why not? We'll put them, now, that'll wake them up. They'll never get to sleep tonight. Next week,
what'd you say?
Everybody,
yeah, well, I was going to ask you. Mm-hmm. What's next
week?
We're going
to talk about the supernatural next week, and that could be anything from ghosts to everything that you know that's just not natural. It's supernatural, I guess. Why they call it super, I don't know, but it's supernatural. And we're going to talk about that next week. So that'll be kind of
fun.
Was
there a song one time about that was called Supernatural? Or
well, actually, there's a TV show now called The Supernatural. I didn't know it until I was doing a little research earlier today. I didn't know anything about it.
There's Resurrection. I like that.
Oh,
show.
Now I watch that. I love that stuff.
Well, you
I'm
never did
tired,
answer how many people. I am too. I'm ready to go to sleep. You never did answer
I've slept just about with everybody. Seems like in our house, anyway. We always had a lot of people sleeping around us.
You sleep around a lot, huh? All right.
Yep.
Well, we're out of time.
Well, sweet dreams, everybody. Have a good one.
Right. Good night.
Bye.